Hi, Sheila here, graduate test trainer, language trainer, mentor as well. Today's topic which I'm going to discuss now is crystallized intelligence versus fluid intelligence. Wester measures crystallized intelligence as what you have learned, and Ravens measures fluid intelligence, that is ability to learn, process information, ignore distraction and solve problems and reason out. And so says arguably this is the truer measure of intelligence. Psychologist Steven Stammer says of Wesleyan University. And the psychologist Mortar Gerpister and Gerpister of University of Wilson says that parents as well as professionals measure only crystallized intelligence and they fail to measure the fluid intelligence, and that shows the real intelligence of the person, and one has to see the spark in them, encourage them and make them get what they want. Maybe in today's world you will see everywhere fluid intelligence is given more importance. It is on the job, getting solutions to the problems, using your crystallized intelligence or what you have learned. More so in armies or find in different forces. When they go for the combat, you will find that their situation is very different from the strategies they have learned. They have to innovate and come back and make it a successful. And crystallized intelligence shows how much you know is the academic intelligence, whereas fluid intelligence, it makes you a successful person or make you use the crystallized intelligence as well as what you have learned otherwise into the process of making your life much more comfortable. Parents and professionals should find out that spark in children or in adult and encourage it and make it manifest much more. Today what you see in the competitive examination is more a fluid intelligence, or it is rather test of fluid intelligence. A situation is given to you and ask you to find solution for that. It is very important that one develops fluid intelligence, because never know what you are going to face in life. That's the reason why many people give more importance to this. Like any other intelligence, as I told you earlier, may be academic or emotional, social, physical, psychological. So is this, that it can be innate, it can be acquired. Innate is which you have on your own, you use it without any prompting. But acquired is one when you start using it or applying it and get encouraged by your success and continue to do it and become successful in life. I hope you have much better clarity on crystal versus fluid intelligence. See you in the next podcast with new topic. Thank you. See you in the next podcast.